I'm Russ Jones.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Welcome to the Dr. Nick Show with your host, Dr. Nick Nikolov, and his co-host, Holly Roakes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Hi, guys. This is Holly with Dr. Nicholas Nikolov. You are listening to the Dr. Nick Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and we would love to hear from you guys today. You can call us in at 855-424-9825. And please also go check out Dr. Nick's website at www.drniklov.com. That is www.drniklov.com. And we are finally both back in the studio since a few weeks, I believe. I'm very excited for the show.
Can you believe it? Kermit the Frog has disappeared. Only remnants of him have remained.
Well, I'm glad that you are finally feeling better and your voice is back and that you look well, so that's always a good thing. And before that, we were both traveling, which I would love to talk a little bit about that as well. But today's show, we are going to be focusing on busy moms and when is the best time to get plastic surgery, before the end of summer or after the kids have finally gone back to school and you can get some peace and quiet and maybe get some procedures done then. But going back, Dr. Nick, I know you were traveling for a couple of weeks for work. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, so I am totally wrong.
None of it had to do with work, although it seemed like a lot of work. Playing golf is hard.
Hey, that's so fun. Actually, playing golf is really hard, though. I've tried, and I'm horrible at it.
Well, I've always been kind of borderline someone who you can barely call a golfer.
Right.
And I ended up playing in Scotland on some really amazing courses.
Wow, I've never been to
that. And they're not kind to you if you don't pay attention.
Okay, well,
so you really, really have to concentrate. And it was a lot of fun, but
so this was for vacation to go play golf in Scotland?
Yes, and I saw a little bit of soccer
in
France and took my son around, who is turning 16, so that was his birthday wish.
That's amazing. I've never been to Scotland or Europe, so those are on my bucket list, along with Greece and the Amalfi Coast. I'll get there someday.
Well, you better take off a year or two.
I know, right?
There's a lot to see.
There is. The world is beautiful and big. I actually traveled to Costa Rica, which is why I missed that first week we were here. And I have to say, it's my second time going back, and I went and stayed with my friends, Jessica and Carlos, and Carlos grew up in San Ramon in Costa Rica. So we got the inside scoop of where to go and what to do and how to travel and all that fun stuff. So we went and hung out in the jungle, and I went and climbed some really crazy bridges that like hang in the jungle to get you from point A to point B. And it's a little scary for someone who does not like heights. So anyway.
I love Costa Rica. It's absolutely beautiful.
Which part of the island were you on when you went?
Well, it's not an island. It's more like
The country. Yeah.
But I was on the Pacific side.
Okay.
And pretty far, like Papagayo Bay.
Yep.
But it is absolutely stunning.
It is.
Water is warm. You go up in the jungle, you have a volcano further down.
Yeah,
south.
We went up
How
to...
How much better can it get?
No, that's what's amazing. We went to La Futuna, and they had the active volcano right there. We went and hung out there for a few days. And they have these amazing hot springs that are natural. So the volcano, from the heat from it itself, heats up the water, And so they create these hot springs where you can just go, and it's just heated from the volcano. It's kind of crazy. So anyways.
I can talk about that. Forget plastic surgery.
I know.
My true passion, turns out, is travel.
It is. I love traveling, and I could talk about it for days. But let's get back on topic. So, busy moms. Obviously, that is a trend right now. I don't know if you knew, but the Teen Choice Awards. I know you have a younger daughter and a 16-year-old, so I was just saying that the Teen Choice Awards were this weekend. And Justin Timberlake actually got an award for the winner for the decade of something. Anyways, for the artist of the decade or something like that. And apparently he had a great speech and everyone was laughing. Kobe Bryant ended up giving him his award. But I also know that Jessica Biel, who is his wife, is expecting twins now. And she just had a baby herself, and I don't think he's more than 2 years old. So that's a lot of pregnancy in a very short period of time. And I just can't imagine what her body must be going through right now in terms of...
Oh, it's going through a lot.
Yeah.
You know that. But she has a lot of things going for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she's a beautiful woman. We all know that. But she's someone who is very active.
Right.
She likes sports,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't do sports necessarily just to stay fit. She does sports because she likes sports.
Them, yeah. I think she's kind of a tomboy a little bit like me growing up where, like, I did every sport in the book. But I think that helps, right, with all of your muscles and stuff like that in your stomach and if she's going through her second pregnancy.
Absolutely. Okay. So I'm sure she's going to do better than most, but having twins does kind of wreak havoc with your body.
I can't imagine.
It's not kind to anyone. So, I hope she does okay, and I'm sure she will. But it's more concerning someone doing what she does, being an actress and being known for looking fabulous. At that point, how harsh are we to judge her, and what are we willing to forgive?
Right.
And, yeah, as a society, we can be a little harsh. Here's a mom, hopefully of three,
mm-hmm.
in another year, but we still expect her to look like a teenager. And
that's
we
impossible.
Have to be realistic that this is a woman,
mm-hmm.
and we have to embrace the image of a woman and not just expect everyone to look like a teenager.
No, absolutely. Because my friend back home actually just had her second baby, and she told me that this time around with the pregnancy, she noticed that her muscles in her stomach, which she's always been very athletic as well growing up and always had a flat stomach, but this time around with the pregnancy, she felt that her muscles kind of gave out very quickly at a shorter period of time. So instead of at like 5 or 6 months, it was at like the first month. And everything kind of relaxed and everything kind of was a little softer. And she said it was really hard for her to be okay with that because the first pregnancy was so easy and so great. And she didn't even see a bump until probably 6 months. And so I think I haven't had a chance to talk to her because she's been so busy recovering and with the new baby. But I'm just curious does that stretch your extra skin more if, like, in the second pregnancy, do you know? Or, like, does that affect it anymore? Or is it just, like, if you've already had one that tightens back up, like, you're totally fine the second time around if you keep taking care of yourself?
It varies when you end up getting that extra stretch. And I wish I knew.
Right, okay.
I wish I knew how to predict it. But sometimes the muscles stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you kind of look like you're still a little pregnant. I've had women come in and complain. It's like, I delivered 3 years ago and people are asking me how far along I am. And you can imagine how much that would upset a woman.
Absolutely.
And that has to do with the muscle having stretched and not being heavy.
Okay, so no matter how much exercise, that's not necessarily going to go back down, right?
Because it's not the muscle stretching.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the tissue between the muscle that connects the muscle stretches. So no exercise can tighten.
Okay.
And the second part, in some people, the skin stretches.
Right.
So they can still have tight muscles,
mm-hmm.
but the skin ends up kind of
sagging
looking
a bit.
Little crepier and saggier. And women come in, it's like, no, I'm never going to wear one piece.
Oh.
A two piece. I can't even wear one piece now. So it varies, but there are two different issues. And frequently both of them happen.
Right. Well, I will say, so I used to be a one of my many jobs before I moved out to LA, but I was a full-time live-in nanny for a family with four kids. And I just remember the mom, when she had, after she had her second baby, they weren't planning on having a third. And when they found out she was having a third child, it was twins. And so she was telling me that obviously that pregnancy was vastly harder for her than the first two. And it did change her stomach, she said, a lot more, because she was also very active. But she said that no matter what she did or how much she exercised, that last bit for her pouch, she just wasn't able to get it back in. Because I was like, but you had twins. Like, your poor stomach has gone through so much in that time. Because she showed me pictures.
It's got to accommodate too.
Yeah, exactly. It has to go somewhere. And so, and she's a small woman. Like, she's 5'7" and, like, maybe 110 pounds. Like, she was a very petite little. And the thing is, you didn't even know she was pregnant unless she turned to the side. Because everything just went out this way, out in front of you instead of to the side. So, anyways, I always talk about how it's hard. I think it's hard in general. But we will continue this topic.
Well, I hope Jessica isn't listening to this show.
I'm sure she will do
really great. She'll be getting
very
depressed.
No.
And I have a feeling she will do just fine.
I think she'll be great.
But for all the moms out there, having kids is great. Don't be discouraged.
No, not at all. But we will continue with this topic as we have more and more to talk about. But you are listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and we will be right back with the Dr. Nick Show.
Is talking about money off limits at your dinner table? A recent study by Fidelity Investments found that many families aren't having conversations about important financial topics like retirement readiness and elder care, which can often lead to unnecessary stress and uncertainty about the future. John Sweeney is an executive vice president of retirement and investing strategies at Fidelity.
Money is still a taboo topic in many families, and parents and adult children often avoid talking about it. But there's a cost to this silence, because it's important for families to sit down and have these discussions. The more detailed, the better. Our study found those who get through the initial stress of having these conversations, either on their own or with the help of an investment professional, enjoy greater peace of mind regarding long-term priorities and financial security. Good news, both adult children and parents feel less anxious about things too, knowing a solid plan is in place.
For tips on starting these important discussions and other family investment planning resources, go to fidelity.com/families or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Napa Know How.
Not all store brands are created equal. For example, when you buy Napa brand synthetic motor oil for $2.99 a quart, you're getting a quality product for a great price. Unlike buying store brand ketchup, good price, but with a funky kind of aftertaste. So pick up Napa full synthetic motor oil now for $2.99 a quart. The taste your car will love. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/16.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with your host, Dr. Nick Nikolov, and his co-host, Holly Roakes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Hi, you are listening to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikolov. I am your co-host, Holly Roakes, and you're listening to Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And we are talking about busy moms and when is the best time to get procedures done, whether it's a touch-up or getting a new, brand-new procedure done. But we are going to come back and talk about this. So my thing, Dr. Nick, is...
No, you were actually... Let me correct you. You were working hard on talking any woman from ever considering being pregnant.
It's hard to be pregnant and get your body back. I have so many friends that have gone through this, and they tell me how hard it is. But at the same time, they do tell me that the outcome of it, obviously, is vastly more important than, you know, just being vain and what your body looks like. I haven't gotten there yet, but I will. But I'm just saying that I can't imagine how hard it must be to do that, because just myself, like I was just telling you, I just started a new Pilates reformer class, and I've noticed a huge change from taking that class, but this is just my body without having gone through anything yet. So... I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like if I was...
Well, I can see why you wouldn't want to ruin it.
Well, I can't. It's just, it's so much work to keep this in shape. So I feel for all the moms out there is what I'm saying. I haven't been there yet, but hopefully some point in life I will be. But if I was a brand new mom, let's say, and I was thinking about doing something, would the best time to maybe go and get like a touch-up, would it be like at the end of summer when the kids are so off, like, you know, in summer camps or like with their, you know, grandparents or at the lake house or whatnot? Or is it better if when they go back to school and you have a longer period of time where you can rest and do all of that? Like, when would maybe be the best time to do that?
Well, moms know best.
Yes.
And, okay. You know, it's kind of, we've heard that before, mom knows best. But it's true for this too. It's a sanity question.
Okay.
It's not anything else. You need to have some peace and quiet. If you're going to have a procedure done, be able to recover.
Right.
And yeah, during the summer, moms do a lot if they're able to send the kids to camp.
Right.
So especially if it's an overnight camp, perfect. But kids are not in school in the summer. So if they're not away at camp, You don't send them to school at least you get a break for 6, 7, 8 hours. They're with you 24/7. And yeah, mom love their kids, but it's not that uncommon that I can't wait for school to start. It's like, really? You have to take them, do all this? No, you don't get it. I have to be with them 24/7. And if you have more than one or two, moms are going crazy in the summer.
Absolutely.
It's a lot to take on.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't mean you don't love your kids, but obviously the last thing you're going to think about is plastic surgery or even having Botox.
Or even trying
they'll
to get
put it off. They don't have the time.
Right.
They'll come to the office and they'll call and it's like, no, I can't come. Or if I come, I've got to bring all three kids in the waiting area.
Oh, my goodness. That can't be peaceful at all.
Yeah, imagine. So it is very hard on moms being in that situation. So it's mostly time management and sanity management. Okay. And I'm making kids sound like such a burden. They're wonderful.
You have two, you know.
I have three.
You have three. My yeah. bad. All right. So you really know.
Kids are wonderful, but at the same time, doing anything 24/7 without having a minute to yourself can get to you. And a lot of times, moms don't have enough help.
Absolutely. No, I agree. Not everyone can afford a nanny like this family did in Connecticut, which this family is lovely, and I still stay in touch with them. But we do have a caller on the line. I believe it is Barbara. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Thank
How can
you very
we help
much.
You?
I appreciate that. Well, actually,
How can we
I'm
help
not
you?
A new mom. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, are you there? Uh-oh,
it sounds like Barbara can't hear us.
Can you hear me okay now?
We can hear you.
Hello. Hey,
okay.
I didn't think you guys could hear me. Okay, but here's the deal. I'm not a new mother. I just want to go ahead and put that out there. I didn't have any problems getting my shape back after I had my three kids, and I had them at 32, 34, and 36. But the thing is, once I had my children and took a shower, I could only get up. And I wore the same jeans of when I came before I got pregnant that I wore them when I came out of the hospital. But here's what I want to know. I am 58. I'm a baby boomer. I want to know, do you think it is okay? I want to have surgery. I want a tummy tuck, breast lift, all that stuff. Do you think it is okay for a 58-year-old woman to have these things done?
You are really breaking up, and I hope the listeners heard all the things you said. And I was straining a bit, but I think I got all of it.
I hope so. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, we can hear you better now. But
okay.
I have to tell you, being 58, you are over the hill. You might as well mail it in. Don't give up. You're still young.
I am sexy. I am totally sexy. I just don't want stomach, and I just want a few things done. How dare you?
There you go. So that being the case, that's what I wanted to hear. So if you feel good, and if you feel good about yourself, of course, if you want something done, you can do it. And this is not about how old you are. This is about how you feel. Is it worth it
exactly.
for you to do? And if it's something that you feel that way and achieving it would make you feel even better, what's stopping you? Now, just as a disclaimer here, and it's not a disclaimer, it's actually an important point. Of course, we always want to make things safe. So we want to make sure that you get the medical clearances, that we don't do anything crazy, that we do 20 procedures at the time.
Okay.
But if you feel that way, just because you're 58, you can still feel 30. You know, 50 is the new 30. I'm saying that more and more often now.
It really is.
So,
start taking karate,
you are as old as you feel.
Yeah.
And all I can tell you is let your body match that. So, it is important to do that. But I do want to talk to you a little bit more if you can hang on, because we're going to have to go to a break in a second. But
okay.
What I want to know when we come back is, you waited till you're 58. The kids are probably out of the house on their own. What has motivated you? And this new resurgence of being interested once again in what Barbara looks like.
Keep listening. We'll be back with the Dr. Nick Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Lots of walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom.
Dream home, find home, own home.
You can trust them.
Realtor.com.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers. A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with your host, Dr. Nick Nikoloff, and his co-host, Holly Rokes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome back. You are listening to the Dr. Nick Show, and we have Barbara, who has been patiently waiting on the line to continue...
Oh, has she?
I'm hoping. So we can continue our conversation, and I believe her question was, at 58, is it safe and is it okay to have... different type of procedures like a belly tuck and breast augmentation and whatnot. Or tummy tuck. I'm sorry, I say belly tuck. Tummy tuck.
I couldn't resist.
I know. but Barbara, are you still there?
I am.
Awesome. So Dr. Nick, we were also talking about in the break real quickly that I was actually very curious about this as well, because at 58, I know that, you know, it's not really about the age or the time, it's more about how healthy your body is. Because I was saying how, as I've gotten older, I have found that every time I go to the doctors, they always tell me that I am healthier than I was the year before. And it always baffles me because I'm getting older, so shouldn't I be getting less healthy? But I think really, when people say age isn't nothing but a number, it really is true. Where so, I don't think the age is necessarily the most important thing here. It's more of your overall health, probably, yeah?
See, Barbara, one thing we are figuring out here, that my co-host is preparing for the future, and she's measuring all possibilities.
Yes.
And what is it that she has to do to minimize any damage?
Yes.
So it's all pre-calculated. Not that she's a control freak or anything.
A little bit.
I wouldn't want to accuse her of that. But she wants to make sure it's all preset, just in case she has to deal with any consequences of having children or whatever else comes with it.
I have to just make sure everything's in line so I don't have to, like, worry about this stuff later.
But let me answer the question and yours, which one of the things you mentioned, before we get to the fun stuff. 58, 38, it doesn't matter. What matters is what health, what's your health state? How is your heart? How are your lungs? Are you well nourished? Do you exercise? All of those things matter. And if you're in good health, you can get a tummy tuck done. You can get a breast lift done. You can probably have both of those done at the same time. Or maybe it's pushing it. You want to take it easy, split it up. If in doubt, it's always better to play it safe.
If she was to do them in two different surgeries, how much time do you think normally is it between the two surgeries could she get it done?
You know, I have a simple answer to that, and it's not a number. And it sounds like a cop-out answer.
Okay.
Your body usually will tell you. And if you have surgery, you know when you feel better and you've recovered. And it's not, has the scar healed? Does it look red or not? It's how you feel.
Really? So you don't have to be back at 100% in order to then go back in and do the next procedure?
No.
Okay.
But Barbara... Going back to the interesting question I had, what has prompted this new resurgence of interest in Barbara and wanting to do something for yourself? And having waited this long, I think it's admirable that you better do it, because it doesn't matter how old you are, you got to love yourself and you've got to embrace yourself. And even if you waited, well, still better than not doing it, doing it now. So what has brought that on? Please share.
I moved in with mommy last year. I never had this problem before because I always exercise. But after divorcing, I moved in with mommy last year. She cooks, my daughter cooks, I cook. And I haven't exercised as much. I'm taking the easy way out. Let me go on and get this done, and then I won't have to work out as much. I can relax because the tummy tuck is done. The breast, I'm good. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to exercise as much because it's already, I've accomplished my goal. So that's why I wanted to do that. And plus, watching it on TV, I'm like, what? Wow, I like that. So I wanted it. I want it.
Well, there you go. And the only thing to caution you is don't think of this as a shortcut, but it does solve some things that would be awfully hard to accomplish just with exercise and frequently impossible. But on the other hand, being healthy, exercising, and yes, I enjoy good food as much as anybody and probably a bit more. But enjoy life. On the other hand, watch out for the health and stay healthy. And that's just as important. So just because you take off the fat doesn't make you healthier. You look healthier, but it doesn't mean you are. So don't forget about the exercise part.
I agree. Well, I'm pretty healthy. I don't have any problem with heart, lungs. My blood pressure is always like 110 over 65. So I'm pretty healthy.
So what's your favorite food? Because I think Holly and I are ready to come over for
dinner.
Maybe even tonight.
Seafood is my favorite food of all times.
Mine too.
Well, Holly's from Maine, so I think she may be a little partial to seafood.
I am definitely biased to that.
And personally for me, I can go with seafood every single day and not get tired of it. So.
Really? I kind of take you for a steak dive for some reason.
I can.
So, we'll have the producer take your number and we'll make sure we know what time to show up for dinner tonight. But thank you for calling, and it's been a pleasure having you.
Likewise, and thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have a good one. I have to say, though, that she did say something interesting where she said that she's been seeing procedures done via media or on TV or those type of things, which is partially why some people will put it in their brains to have it done. So it's interesting because I'm sure you're not someone who watches this, but I did back in the heyday. The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and there is a housewife on there called...
No, I'm proud to say
you
I haven't seen a minute of it.
But Kim from that show, she actually recently, this past weekend, posted on her Instagram account her getting injections into her bum, and she taped the whole thing and showed it on Instagram. And a lot of people are talking about this right now because I find it really interesting that, like, people are showing all of their procedures, and I think it's weird.
I have only one response to that.
Yeah.
And I don't know who she is.
Okay.
Frankly, but how desperate do you have to be for publicity?
Well, I mean,
to show that on Instagram.
But she's very open about the fact that she has plastic surgery.
You
know what I mean? So it's nothing.
It's to me that. A totally different issue.
So you don't allow...
That's not even judging whether the procedure is a good procedure or not.
Right.
There are times it's perfectly indicated. It gives you beautiful results.
Mm-hmm.
But to post it on Instagram, I'm sorry, I'm being judgmental, but for me, that's desperation.
Well, my thing is just that, you know, you then obviously won't allow cameras or iPhones to tape during your procedures, that is my guess.
No.
Okay.
I mean, we taped a few for proper news shows or TV shows.
For educational purposes and whatnot, yeah.
But certainly not for Snapchat or Instagram. And one of the things I've been doing recently, we're training a lot of physicians for a new procedure I mentioned before, when radio frequency assisted lipolysis of the face, where you melt some fat, tighten skin, etc. And I had physicians in there, they had their phones out trying to take photos, and
you have to shut that down.
Well, let's put it this way. You haven't seen me that excited in a long time.
Really?
I think it's so disrespectful to the patient to start taking photos without even asking for permission.
Oh, so, yes. No, that's inappropriate.
Anyway, that's a side note. But no, you have to be respectful of things. And if you want to post anything of yourself, hey, do it. Why not? It's your body, but why are you really doing it?
That's the real question. But unfortunately, we do have to go back on another break. But when you come back, we will continue with this topic along with probably getting, I don't know. Well, there's a couple of other questions I have for you, Dr. Nick, in the work.
We have another caller that is on and waiting. So
let's
see if she's patient enough to wait.
All right, we'll see that. But anyways, we will be back with the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikoloff and your co-host, Holly Roach. You are listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Please stay tuned.
Excuse me.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day, like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo. Which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans?
then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with your host, Dr. Nick Nikoloff, and his co-host, Holly Roakes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show. This is your co-host, Holly Roakes, with obviously the best plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, Dr. Nicholas Nikoloff. And we are talking about mums and having different procedures done, but I believe that we do have a caller on hold at the moment. It's Pauline. Pauline, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
I have a simple question, and it's not necessarily about a plastic surgery procedure itself, but maybe in preparation for one. I just want to know if Dr. Nick had any insight or experience with women who have done waist training before. Like, you know, you get those little corsets, and some people swear by it, that it takes inches off your waist and that it can help contour your shape. I just want to know maybe you had any guests come in before any other tummy tuck procedures or post-surgery having done waist training and what your experience with it is.
That's a great question. I'm actually curious, too.
What are you really trying to achieve? What is your goal?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your goal? What are you really trying to achieve?
Oh, just, well, because I haven't had any children yet. I'm going to have one day, but I have friends that have had babies, and they have a couple of, like, the extra inches, and even for myself, I'm just looking to turn a couple of inches, and, you know, we all want that hourglass shape, so pinch my waist in a couple inches if possible, it'd be great.
Well, there is no shortcut, unfortunately. Well, there are, you can come to me, but that's... I don't consider that necessarily that big of a shortcut. The way I would look at some of the shapewear, if you wear shapewear, it makes you look good when you have it on.
No.
You take it off, you look the way you are. But none of the little corsets that you're going to buy or anything that's supposed to trim your waist and do anything of a sort, I haven't seen any of them do anything of substance where you will see an improvement.
Wait, so Dr. Nick, so I think if I'm correct, Pauline, you're talking about the corset that you wear when you work out. So it's like one of these new inventions where apparently it keeps your body upright a bit, and it's supposed to help trim down the waistline faster when you wear it. Like, it's a whole new trend that everyone's been talking about and posting.
I'd like to see some data on that showing that it actually works.
See, I've never thought that it was a good idea just because when you're working out, you need to use your own muscles, and I feel like that would take away from that. I don't know, though.
It's going to weaken those muscles if it gives you too much support. The other part is when you're working out, you lose weight. You lose weight from all fat cells around. Just because you do abdominal crunches, you may tighten the abdominal muscles, but when it comes to losing fat, you don't lose it just from the abdomen. You still lose fat from everywhere. From your arms, from your legs, from the abdomen, from your back. So it may improve your posture, and maybe that makes sometimes a difference where you feel slimmer when you're standing taller and you have more of a presence. But it really, I haven't seen any evidence that it would actually help that part of the body trim down more so than the rest of it. And I hopefully I'm not totally disappointing you with my answer. You sounded so hopeful asking that. Does that answer your question?
Like, you like to believe in things. I'll pass it along to my friends so that don't put too much stock in it. Okay.
Now, there's things that are non-invasive that you can do that can dissolve some of the fat around, and they're not necessarily, some of the technologies I have and some are not, but mainly laser. Some of them are ultrasound. Some of them are radio frequency. And they may help melt some of that fat away in a particular area without surgery. And I'm not going to go into detail of specific brand names, but that is something that spot treats without necessarily being a surgical procedure. But those corsets, it looks good. You see somebody beautiful there working out, and oh my God, I want to look like that, and I do want to look like that. But it's not going to happen most of the time wearing the corset. I think I have to be working out every day to get there. So most of the time, my advice would be don't waste your money, but if it makes you feel better and it's going to get you to the gym wearing it, then it may be worth the money. So hopefully that helps answer your question. And good luck, but going to the gym is, at the end of the day, what's going to help. Or just walk around the block. That isn't hard either. It's still the oldest and best exercise. Well, thank you for calling. And gimmicks, they're, well, some work, but most of them, they're gimmicks because they don't. You have to put in the work.
My mom always said, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. That was always the thing she told me.
But for everybody out there, the gym sometimes seems so intimidating. And you see people, oh my God, they're bench pressing this, and God, they can bend over in yoga class like Gumby, and you think that I don't bend like that, that's impossible. It doesn't matter. Start with just walking. Mm-hmm. It's the best exercise. It's the best exercise for losing weight, for cardiovascular health. It keeps you fit. That's what humans have done for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And that's what has helped keep all of us fit through the centuries. So it's still the best exercise. And if you start with that and that's all you do, you'll still do well.
I always think, too, as long as whatever workout that you're doing is something that's fun and something that makes you happy, I think you're going to have a tendency to stick with it as well. I think with the gym, it becomes very monotonous sometimes. And as you said, a little intimidating when you walk in and you see everyone doing all of their things. For myself, I know that I figured out as long as it is fun and I do it with friends and we keep ourselves entertained, I have a tendency to stick with it a lot longer. But anyways,
so it is a social thing.
It is a social thing, and I think it's, if you make it fun, then that's like what's going to keep you going.
So we're ending on a fun note.
Yeah.
After all the depressing news with having children.
Not depressing news. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Dr. Nick Show with your co-host, Holly Roche. And we hope to hear from you guys next week and tune in again. But thank you so much for listening today. Have a good one, everyone.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.